one true living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm about to turn this off because I don't need it. Sit down. That shocked me. This is an aside. It's a very interesting hymn that we just sang. It was written by Father Faber. Father Faber was an English Anglican priest who became a Roman Catholic about the same time as John Henry Cardinal Newman did. And the second verse to that hymn, which is well beloved in all churches, including Protestant ones, used to read, "Faith of our fathers, Mary's prayer shall lead this nation, England, back to thee." So it's a very interesting history to that hymn. We have in the gospel this morning, to me, Jesus sounding like he's tired and possibly even in a bad mood. He's probably fed up with people asking questions about how many people will be saved. I've often thought that there are large numbers of Christians who are interested in drawing the circle to keep people out. When someone asks, "Will such and such be saved?" usually they're presuming that they will be. And as C.S. Lewis once said, when we get to heaven, God willing, there will be three great surprises. Number one, all the people that we thought would be in heaven aren't. All the people we thought wouldn't be in heaven are. And the greatest surprise will be that we are ourselves there. So Jesus talks about a narrow door, a narrow gate in some translations. Will only a few be saved? And those who enter through the narrow gate will enjoy the Father's eternal banquet. They will sit and eat and drink in heaven. Those who do not have the courage and the sense to live their faith will live outside the Master's house. And you sort of get the impression from this gospel that those people are sort of lukewarm. They've known the Master. They've eaten and drank with him. They've been witnesses to his teaching, and yet they find themselves thrust out. They thought it was their right to receive the Master's beneficence, but they are shut out. They no longer had a relationship with the Master. So hopefully we are not on the outside, we are inside, we are with the Lord, and that is the goal of our life. And we forget that because we're so darn busy all the time. But the goal of our lives is to be with Jesus at all times and for eternity. So why are we here? And hopefully the answer is a little deeper than to fulfill our Sunday obligation. We're here because we need to be with our loving Lord. We need to be with him always. Now, it's funny. I think it's funny that people attempt to justify their faith by speaking about their past relationships with God. I went to an Episcopal school. I went to a Christian school. I was an altar boy. I attended Sunday school when I was a child, and so on. It's all in the past. And sometimes it happens that sometimes people will try to justify a request of the church with some sort of preface to their request by saying, "I want to be married at St. James. I went to St. James when I was 2 years old." They hope that the past will get them by. That's just an example. And many people go through life thinking that it is their past is all that matters. It doesn't occur to them that it is their present relationship with God is what really matters. because that is the source of their spiritual life. And if that relationship is no longer present, then there is a sort of spiritual death. Now, why would anyone do that? Why would anyone who once valued his or her relationship with God push God aside? And Jesus gives us the answer, doesn't he? The way is narrow. It's difficult. And the temptation to take the wide and easy road is all around us. And I'm not only talking about temptations to immorality, but how about the temptation to a self-indulgent life? Or the temptation to be spiritually lazy? And that temptation is all the worse because there are many people who are like that. It's so easy to join them. And peer pressure is something that not only affects teenagers. So Jesus reminds us of the different direction. The different direction is the narrow gate. It's far easier to go through the wide gate, to go along with the crowd. It's difficult to be one of the few that stands apart. And that call to be different is called holiness. That's what the word holy means. Set apart. To be set apart for God. And when we choose the wide gate, we find ourselves diminishing the importance of our relationship with God. So the person that was once aware of God's presence within him or her now says, well, it doesn't really matter what I believe. It doesn't really matter what I'm doing. God doesn't care about all that stuff. Of course he does. And he has compassion on us when we push him away. And he calls us back into the banquet. And we call this grace. So we're here Sunday by Sunday because the life of the Son is to be our life. We are not dead. We are alive. We are alive in Christ. And we're here because of the banquet that is laid before us. The body of Christ is our spiritual food. The blood of Christ is our own life's blood. And those are treasures, gifts from the Master, that we cannot sacrifice no matter how wide, how easy, how attractive the gate might be. We cannot fall into the absurd trap of we deciding when God sees us and when he doesn't. Now, the people in the second reading today, those addressed in the letter to the Hebrews, acted as if the Christian faith was too difficult. Not difficult, but too difficult. They had drooping hands and knocking knees. But St. Paul reminds them that the life of grace is just that. On our own, we could not do it. We could not. But God being our helper, we can. We know with the Eucharist to strengthen us, the day's food for the day's march, we know that living out the life of grace is possible. Not only is it possible, it is the only way to be happy. What is it St. Augustine says? God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. Only in God is happiness to be found, because he is the source of goodness and happiness. And when our will is united with his will, we are at peace. In his will is our peace, says the poet Dante. So why are we here? We are here because this is where we are meant to be. We are meant to be inside at the banquet table of the Lord, of which the altar, the Eucharist, the blessed sacrament of that altar is a foretaste of what is to come. So today we pray for the courage to persevere, the courage to stay inside the house with the Master. We pray for the courage to live out our faith. Let us stand, and in the words of the Nicene Creed, affirm that faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.